Hey everyone, I'm Gabrielle Santiago and welcome to Living Revelations Podcast. We're here to help you find God real in everyday life. We will be talking about how to hear from God, how to have a relationship with Him, and what it looks like to walk into your God-given purpose as you do life with God. I want to invite you to take life a step at a time closer to Christ with us. This is Finding God Real in Everyday Life. Hey guys, this is Gabby. Thanks for tuning in. So today I wanted to talk with you all about knowing who is for you. We can easily forget that God is for us. But scripture says that we are chosen and that we belong to God. If we belong to Him and that we are His, that means that we don't have to worry because we have a mighty God who is for us. And just recently, God gave me this analogy of like a superhero. You know, you guys know Spider-Man, Superman. Like every time you see those superhero movies, they're always going out of their way to save the woman that they love and their family because they belong to that superhero. And so God, just like those superheroes, except God is above all, He can do anything, but He is able to protect us, right? Like He is our superhero. And so if we know that God is for us, we don't have to worry no matter what valleys we walk through, no matter what troubles we go through. Like God is for us. Song of Solomon is about Solomon and his lover. However, when we read that book, we can also see that that transaction between him and his upcoming wife is us and Jesus. And I love what it says here in Song of Solomon 2:16. Says, "My beloved is mine and I am his." Right? Like we belong to God. He is ours and we are his. And the more that we just renew our minds to this truth that we belong to him, that he's our protector, that he's our provider, that we are his people, we no longer have to fear because we know that God is the Almighty God, that he can do anything. But I feel like many times we end up giving in to fear because we forget or we start doubting, like, will God come through for me? Is God for me? Does God still love me because I made a mistake and sinned? Like, all these questions are really from the enemy. It's not from God. Because God makes it so clear that if we confess our sins, Jesus is faithful to cleanse us and make us righteous. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." And so if you are right now struggling with this lie that because I did many things that are bad, God doesn't love me, I can't trust him. Like, no, if you understand that you sinned, you can ask God for repentance and he will forgive you. He will wash you clean like you've never done it before. And it's all about the heart. Like when you have a heart that wants to change, God's mercy and grace follows you. Even in Romans 5, it says that God proved his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Jesus died for us. So sometimes I feel like we forget that God loves us even while we were sinners. Like he chose to die for us while we were still sinners. And so we have to understand that he loves us. Obviously, God wants us to walk in purity because the only way for us to have fellowship with him and connection is when we are right before him, when we are pure and blameless because he is blameless. But we have to understand that God loves us. And it doesn't make sense because in the human mind, if you do wrong to someone, there's no way that they would love you back. But that's why scripture says that God loves us unconditionally. And the more we understand how much he loves us, the more we don't have to fear in our lives, right? Even though that right now we have pandemic going on, so many things are happening, the economy is going down, we can trust that as his children, we will be provided for. Like God is our father. We have a father who owns all the riches in the universe, who created the wealth that we have in this world. And so we don't have to worry as his children. In Psalm 37:25, it says, "I was young and now I am old. Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging for bread." I love this verse because what it's saying here is that as children of God, we don't have to beg for bread. It doesn't mean that we don't have to work, right? Like we still have to work with our hands and the Lord will provide us through that. But it means that we don't have to worry or beg or be in such a place of, you know, like just feeling hopeless because we can't have any provision coming through. Like as a father wants to provide for his children. And we don't even have to worry if we make mistakes or we take a wrong step. Right? Like imagine a father seeing his son struggling. He is going to show mercy, right? And like the Lord, he sees us as his children. He will be merciful. There has been times where Michael and I, we've made mistakes in our journey, right? But God still showed us grace and mercy and is still providing for us until today. And I wanted to share a little testimony. So, you know, Michael and I were in the process of moving to an apartment. And for the past 3 weeks, God has just been emphasizing to Michael, especially about just taking, you know, going back and doing programming. However, you know, we do ministry, as many of you know. He has his art business. So we're like, he can't work, you know, full time at an office, because then like everything else will be gone. And so we knew in our hearts that if God was going to make a way, we would need something remote. Well, we've been talking about moving apartments, and so like we didn't have the budget to be able to move out if he didn't have a job. Well, literally within the next week, one of my friends literally contacted me and said, "Hey, my company is looking for a programmer for a remote job." And Michael did the interview and he got the job within a week. Like, guys, like God provided for us, and now we can actually get an apartment and move, right? And so like this is an example of how God always comes through for his children. Like, we didn't even have to beg for a job. And I'm not saying, like, you know, many of you, maybe it's hard for you to still find employment. I'm not saying that things are going to come easy to you. But you have to understand that you don't have to be worried that you're not going to have what you need. Like, as children of God, we don't have to beg for bread. God will make a way. He will open doors. He will give you favor that others won't have as his children. You know, I was even telling Michael that the fact that he got that job so quickly, and it was so timely, and it's remote, and it pays well, like, that's the favor of the Lord. So I want you to declare over your life that you don't have to beg as a child of God, that there is favor that will follow you all the days of your life. In Psalm 23, God even says, "May your goodness and favor follow me all the days of my life." And so we have to start understanding the favor that we have as a child of God. Luke 18:7 says, "And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off?" And when I read that verse, the word that was highlighted was the word chosen. Like, we are chosen by God. God chose us. Before we were born, he chose us. He created us with a purpose, right? But because we were born in sin because of Adam and Eve, we now need to be reconciled through Jesus Christ. We have to accept him as our Savior and believe in him and walk with him. But Jesus, from the beginning of day when he created us, he chose us. And now he's saying we are his. And the word chosen, when I think about it, it just shows again, like what I mentioned earlier, that we belong to him. And the fact that we belong to God shows that he is for us. God now is saying, "Hey, I am claiming you. I have responsibility over you." That's why we read throughout the Bible that God will take care of us, that he always watches over us, because we are his now. And whenever I think about that, it gives me just this peace and rest that I don't have to worry. And guys, like, I'm not at a place where I'm not worrying at all. Graham Cook shared a couple months ago, I was listening to one of his sessions, and he said the last time he worried was 25 years ago. Now, I'm not there yet, but I am constantly renewing my mind in the truth that God is for me. And that's what God wants us to know this season, that we don't have to worry, right? Like, if the enemy can't take our salvation, he will try to take away our joy. Just recently when I was praying and just felt like I was getting so emotionally attacked, and I was asking God, like, why is this happening? And the Lord simply said, the enemy's trying to strip away your joy, right? He doesn't want us to enjoy life. He wants us to be blinded from the reality that we have a covenant with the Lord and that we are his, right? Because the moment that we know that, we don't have to fear the enemy. It's like he can try any attack, but he can't touch us, right? Like, we have the armor of God. We are protected. God, Jesus even says, "I have given you authority to trample over the lion and the snakes," right? Like, he has given us authority over the enemy. He has given us authority to bind whatever is on earth and will be bound in heaven. And that we have the authority to release anything from earth and that would be released in heaven. So that God has given us these authorities and that he is our protector. And we have to realize in this season who God is for us, right? And who we are in him. I've been meditating every day. It's been 3 days now. Psalm 121. And I want to read this whole chapter to you. It's a short chapter. Psalm 121. "I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore." Let's break this chapter down real quick. So the first verse, "I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord." When we understand that our help comes from God, there is no excuse to have no hope. Because if God is our help, we're never going to fail, right? We're never going to have to fear that God's not going to come through because he's mighty. He's above all gods. He's above every principality in this earth, in this universe, right? And if God is our help, we really don't have to worry. But the thing that we have to ask ourselves is, who are we looking at? You know, where are we looking at when we are facing troubles? Right now, I understand that many of you are worried about COVID that's happening, COVID-19. But where are your eyes facing to? Are you looking to the doctors, to your family, to the world, or are you looking to God? Because in Psalm 121, it says, I lift my eyes up to the mountains, up to God. And so I want to encourage you in this season to look to God when you're anxious, when you're worried. Look to him. Because when you look to him, his peace will guard your hearts, because you'll remember, oh yeah, God's got me. He's almighty. He has us under control. It says, the Lord watches over you during night and during day. The Lord will keep you from all harm. And I love verse 8. The Lord will watch over your coming and going both now and forevermore. We don't have to worry about until I get to heaven, then I can trust that I'll be safe. Even now, God wants to protect you. Psalm 91 is also one of my favorite ones, that if we dwell in the shelter of the Almighty, we will rest in his shadow. We have this promise now that God is our protector. And verse 7 also says, the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. I love this because when we know that God is watching over us, we never have to fear any step we take in life, because we know that he watches over us and that he orders our steps as well. And Proverbs 37:23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and God, he delights in his way. Right? Like when we are postured in a heart of just focusing on the Lord, he ends up ordering our steps. And so if we know that God is watching over us and that we have a right standing and relationship with God, we never have to worry. You know, honestly, I started getting worried too, because I know that, praise God, that my husband has the job. But I was still getting worried, like, God, now we're going to have to pay more bills, right? Because we've been able to be blessed by staying with his parents. But now we're going to have to step out of faith, have more bills. And it seems like a big step of faith, and a lot of fears just started filling my mind. But in that moment, I reminded myself, God's watching over me. And if he's watching over me, I don't have to fear wherever he leads me, whatever step I take, because I know that the Lord is for me and with me. And even if I take a wrong step, I know that by his grace and his mercy that he will correct me and bring me back to where I need to be. So guys, like, this is a promise that God says for those who belong to him. And if you haven't given your life to Jesus, or you're not obeying him, give your life to him. Because like God promises that he has come to give us life to the fullest, but the enemy has come to kill, steal, and destroy. Right? And we have the opportunity now to walk in the ways of God and to forsake all other things. And we walk with the Lord, we get to live life with such peace. Like, I worry when I'm in wrong standing with God. Back then, when I was complacent, I was a believer, but I wasn't completely living for God. I was worried because I knew that I wasn't his perfect will. I wasn't abiding in him. But now that we are abiding in the Lord, no matter what we go through, whether sickness, whether any dark valleys or economy crashing, we can know that God is going to provide for us. Paul said he knew the secret of being content, whether abased or abound, because he knew that he could do all things through Christ. So even if we're in a place where we're not in abundance, we can still know that God will meet our needs. He will give us the grace to go through whatever season we need to go through. If you're in a season where you do need to work hard, understand that God will give you the grace to do that. There are seasons of rest. There are seasons to sow, right? There's a season of hardship, of dark valleys. There's a season where you're in the promised land. But no matter what we go through, right? And Psalm 23 says, if the Lord is your shepherd, he will always guide you along the right paths, and he promises to always be with you and to comfort you. So know who is for you, know who goes with you, because we don't have to fear. No matter what, whether we're believers or unbelievers, we are bound to walk through troubles. But the difference is we have God on our side. The difference is we know that we will walk out victoriously. The difference is that we can have joy in the midst of our trials. The last verse I want to share is 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 3. It says, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. I love this verse because it says that God himself will guard us. And many times maybe you're fearing, well, what if the enemy tries to attack me? What if he's targeting me? Well, guess what? You are already targeted. Right? Scripture says that the enemy is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. But the Lord is our guard. So guys, like, if you've been just constantly being worried about your future, worried about your career, worried about finances, worried about your health, it's time to tell the enemy to stop stripping away your joy. Because your joy is your portion as a child of God. Know who is for you. Know that God himself is your guard. You don't have to worry for your marriage. You don't have to worry about your classes or your family or all these things that, you know, we have many reasons to worry about. But when we know who is for us, we can walk in peace and joy. So I'd like to pray for you all right now. God, I thank you, Lord, for those who are listening right now, God. I pray, Lord, that you would remind them, God, that you are for them, God. That no matter right now, even though their circumstances may seem scary, some of you maybe are in a place where you don't know what's going to happen on the other side. You don't know where the next income's going to be. You don't know what your future holds. But God wants you to know that he knows and that you don't need to know. I feel like the Lord is saying right now, you don't need to know what's to come, but just to simply look to him and trust that he's got it. And God is always going to do things in ways that we don't expect because he wants to show us his mighty hand. He wants to show us that we are called to rely on him and not on the systems of this world or not even in our own strength or skills. So God, I pray, Lord, that you would remind them that you have them in your hands, God. Lord, that your favor and your goodness will follow them, God. I pray for peace, God, over their mind, Lord. God, that they would be able to discern the enemy, God, and quickly, Lord, stray away and abide in you. Because, God, you say that those who rest in you, God, those who abide, God, in your presence, God, and who you are, we get to rest, God, in your shadow and know, Lord, that the enemy can't take away our joy and he can't take away our peace. So I pray, God, that you would just solidify, Lord, this truth, God, in us, Lord, that we would truly be able to be a light in this dark world because you are living in us, God. Help us, God, every single day to be disciplined, to renew our mind with your truth. God, at the moment we worry, that we run to your word, that we run to your presence. God, I just pray for those who are listening right now that you would open their ears, God, to hear you clearly, God, that they would be able to get revelations from your word and that your word would truly be living in their hearts. So I thank you, Father. In your name I pray, amen. So I pray that you've been blessed by this. And like I said earlier, you know, continue to remember who goes before you and spend time in his word, you know, renewing your mind in God's word. Because Romans 12 even says, if we want to be transformed, it starts by the renewing of our mind, renewing our minds with truth. And so many times in our lives, the enemy's constantly putting negative things or negative news or your friends or family are saying things. And that's why we need the word of God. So I encourage you, if you're not in the word every day, be in the word. If you're in the word every day, like add more time, you know, add an extra 30 minutes in your day. This is a time to really hold on to the Lord and to look to him for your help. So if you've been blessed by this podcast, don't forget to share this. And also please pray and consider donating towards our ministry as well. You can give and donate at livingrevelations.com/donations. So I hope that you guys are blessed and I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast and are blessed. Check out our blogs at livingrevelations.com and follow Living Revelations on Facebook and Instagram. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast to others if you've been blessed. See you all in the next podcast.